Transcribe. Today we're diving into the word transcribe, a handy term that's especially relevant in today's digital world. So what does transcribe actually mean? To transcribe means to take spoken words and put them into written form. For example, if someone is speaking and you write down exactly what they're saying, you're transcribing their speech. This word is incredibly useful, especially now that transcription has become a key part of how we handle information in business, media, and even language learning. In the past, transcription used to be done entirely by human transcriptionists, who would listen and type out every word by hand. That's what I used to do. I used to be a transcriptionist. But now a lot of transcription is done by AI, like the software that automatically adds captions to videos. Isn't that amazing? Technology has replaced many of our manual tasks, so we can focus on other things. Now let's talk about how to pronounce this word, transcribe. Let's break it down into parts. Tran. This part sounds like the beginning of the word transport or translate. Tran starts with T and R cluster, which is the two consonant sounds fused together to make almost like one sound. T-R. 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 Tran. The A part has a short A sound, as in cat or map. Next, scribe. This is where it gets interesting. Scribe parts has the S, K, and R consonant cluster. S, K, R, skr, skr. The vowel sound here is a long I, so it's scribe, scribe. The word scribe refers to someone who writes, just like a transcriptionist. Put it together and now you get transcribe. Say it with me, transcribe. Transcribe. Here's a tip to help you remember the rhythm of this word. There are only two syllables, but the stress is on the second one, scribe. So when you say transcribe, make sure that second part, scribe, is a bit stronger than the first. Think of it like a heartbeat. Ta-da! Transcribe. That stress pattern helps it flow naturally in conversation. Alright, let's explore how to use transcribe in everyday conversations. Professional contexts. Could you please transcribe this meeting for the records? I need someone to transcribe the audio for the podcast episode. In these examples, transcribe is used to describe the task of converting spoken content into written form. This is super useful in professional settings, where keeping records is essential. You might find it helpful to transcribe English podcasts to improve listening and writing skills. Transcribing can be a great way to train your ear for listening. This is where the magic of transcription comes into play for language learning. When you transcribe English audio, you're not only practicing listening, but also learning new vocabulary, sentence structures, and pronunciation patterns. It's like a workout for your brain. In today's world, transcription is more accessible than ever. Thanks to AI, we have automatic transcriptions on videos, meeting apps, and even on our phones. AI has become the new scribe of the digital age. However, as language learners, it's still helpful to do some transcription work on your own. I improved my English skills by typing and transcribing when I was younger. When you transcribe, you're paying close attention to each word and sound, which strengthens your listening skills. By improving your listening skills, you're building a great mechanism for understanding English rhythm and flow. That's what I teach in my accent training lessons. How to catch those natural pauses, stresses, and connections between words to make your English sound smooth. So that's it for today. Whether you're using it to describe your own study methods or talking about work tasks, it's a versatile word that fits right into today's tech-driven world. Remember, transcribe means to take spoken language and turn it into written form. And now you know how to say it confidently. Transcribe. All right, that's all for today's episode. Keep practicing, keep listening, and I'll catch you next time. Thanks for listening.